100 episodes, NFL, Star Wars, and some other shit. CDJ Ben Hart, grab your oven mitts.
Oh.
100 episodes.
I got the oven mitts. I got mad oven mitts. Got some for Christmas too.
I got a little one with the grip on it and shit.
Got the oven mints. We about to take some mullen hits.
Yeah. Oh. I'm ready. I'm ready
for all you mullen lovers out there.
Yeah, if you know what the mullen is, you know. If you know, you know.
You got the mullen teas, the mullen smokes, the mullen everything.
I feel like just because we're saying
mullen
like,
out here.
And mullen's going to be popping next week, and I feel like we're going to be the ones that made it happen.
We get sponsored
mullen
by mullen.
Salads and shit. People eat mullen salads.
We get sponsored by mullen. Mullen's of America.
Does mullen have like little hairs on it?
See, that I don't know.
I mean, weed does have little hairs on it, too, so.
Yeah.
Well, the plant looks completely different. So, I couldn't tell you. What I'm saying is the plant itself looks different, but when it's ground up, it looks the same.
Like weed. It's just green. Yes. Does it look like buds?
Ground mullen.
No, like, you only get it, they sent, like, well, as far as I know, the mullen that I have is already pre-ground up when you get it. So okay. I don't know what it looks like when it's not fucking ground up. I don't know. I haven't done that much fucking research.
Keep messing around with me, kid. You got to be ground mullen.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to compare it to weed too much because you can smoke it.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I didn't know that we talked about it on the last podcast, but we have the mullen in the house on this podcast.
Yes, we have the mullen part. Did that get cut out last time? I don't even know.
I'm not sure, to be totally honest.
Because that might have been that was like during the Christmas fight. I cut a whole lot of it out.
I got to be honest with you. That was a pretty rough fucking podcast, last one.
Yeah.
That was not our fucking best.
He took a half hour off of it.
And you probably could have took more off of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was a fucking rough one.
So, to our listeners,
we apologize about the Christmas episode. That definitely wasn't our best work.
It's Christmas. It's not Christmas. It's a lot of fight.
Yeah,
no, we got to a family fight on Christmas.
Yeah,
I was like the drunk one in the corner. I was like, "Stop yelling!"
Yeah, that'll be on the lost episodes. Someday I'll make a super trailer.
Episodes.
A bunch of shit I deleted throughout the years.
I was like the Uncle Eddie. I was the drunk uncle.
Yeah, you were just looking at like a lot of us like this. I feel like you just kept looking at me, just shaking your head, like, "Oh, what the fuck are they even talking about?"
But like we were going back to the mullen, right? So mullen is a plant that it's an ancient plant and it is used it's been around forever. It's been used forever and fucking
all plants.
Teas, all sorts of shit for medicinal reasons.
Kale's an ancient plant.
You know, it's used to treat cough, headache, stomach ache, shit like that. But it expels mucus. So if you're sick and you got a nasty cough, you either drink some mullen tea or you smoke a little bit of mullen and you'll fucking clear that shit right up.
Light it up.
All right. So how's everybody doing, boys? How are we?
I mean, fantastic. I just can't believe that we've done 100 episodes, really.
It's insane.
It is. It's been, what, three? Has it been 3 or 4 years? When was the first episode?
I think about 4 years now.
I'll tell you the exact date of the first episode. Hold on, give me a second. It's a lot of episodes to scroll through.
I know, it's pretty cool. You could listen to us for a whole 2 weeks.
Probably.
Like 2 work weeks.
It says that we, what the hell? It's not letting me scroll on fucking Spotify right now. We might need a new computer for the 101st episode.
Watch out, mullen coming at you.
Yeah, the mullen's going to fuck me all up now.
Oh, boy.
All right, let me look at my phone since this doesn't want to work.
For those who are listening, mullen is 100% legal, and it does not fuck you up.
It actually is an ancient sponsor of the podcast.
it's actually the very first sponsor of the podcast was mullen. All right, so the very first episode was August 17th, 2019.
Wow. Would you look at that.
Before the
pandemic.
Would
you just look at it?
Before the Demi.
Oh, way before. Way before the Demi.
Wow.
We had a Demi episode.
Really?
Yeah, it was called COVID-19.
Were we in? Did we venture out of the house, like, into the episode?
I don't know.
Did we do it together?
Yeah, we did it together. Yeah, we weren't scared. I think we actually talked a whole bunch of shit about it. Actually, I'm like 100% sure we did.
And Donnie's continued to talk shit since then.
Yep.
The Tiger King one was hilarious. Like when I was after I made the super. Did you listen to the super trailer? Anybody else listen to it?
No, yeah, so I did. I just think it's funny. Like the we sound different. We sound like,
way different.
Way different.
Bro, the way that that super trailer started off, I was dying. It was the fucking dildo.
As soon as it started. I made sure it was like as soon as it started.
I literally forgot about that, bro.
That's why it took me so long to do it. I went back and like tried to read as much and try to remember out of my head like all the best ones. I think I was pretty spot on with it.
Yeah, for sure.
But the Tiger King, I was like, man, I got to go back and rewatch the Tiger King now.
Classic.
I don't know
if I could watch the whole thing over again.
I'm like, it made me want that. Only was popular because of the pandemic.
I think it was, and I think it was like a flash in the pan at that point, you know.
Honestly, you know what? I thought the
because they came out the second season,
but know what? The first season was fucking dope. The second one was trash.
Yeah, they were reaching. They were trying to get some money on the second season. Yeah,
they were. They tried.
It was like Making a Murderer season two.
Joe's broke, dude. He needs some money. Trying to get that prison money.
He's gonna get pardoned, bro. Oh,
man.
He's gonna get pardoned like Max B.
Fucking bitch.
Carol fucking Baskin.
I know.
That bitch is still walking the streets.
I know, dude. I was literally just going to say that's so funny. And you know, she's just walking the streets fine out there, smoking mullen however she wants.
Unfucking believable.
I'm feeling the mullen. I think I'm feeling it.
Not bad, right?
Yeah. It just tastes like weed. Or it just tastes like I'm smoking. Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes the same.
Tastes like some mids.
Well, I mean, there's weed in it.
Is that the mid-grade mullen?
I went to the Winter Classic.
Yeah, how was that?
Vacation. Dude, it was like, they know how to put on a show, that's for sure. Obviously, just being in Boston was my first time being back in, like, New England. It was my first time to Boston. And, like, the Winter Classic game is kind of like a cool event, and I think Boston does it the best. The dudes all came off, like, the Bruins came off the bus and stuff dressed as, like, the 1920s Red Sox, and had like their uniforms on, and they had like Bobby Orr,
Veritek, I thought that was fucking
Big
awesome.
Poppy. They like threw a puck like over the like a makeshift diamond almost, like, you know what I mean, to commemorate both. They had a flyover from like fighter jet planes came over the top while they were like playing the national anthem and shit. It was cool, man. It was definitely, and dude, Boston was fucking, dude, there was so many people there. So many people.
Did like, you've gone to that before?
No, we never. I didn't.
You go to the what's the? You go to the baseball, right?
Is yeah, we go is? To yeah. the like the Patriots Day game.
I thought that was so dope. Them coming out in the Red Sox uniforms.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The classic Sox uniforms, very cool.
And it was a comfort behind. Digging the throwbacks. It was a comfort behind win to beat the Penguins, which was fucking sick. It was cool to like see that happen. Like they were down till the third period. Then bop bop. They came back and won the game. Dude, I had my boot on. I was walking around Boston. Dude, it was bad because after you got out of the game, you couldn't, like, get an Uber. We took an Uber, like, right downtown before. We were staying downtown, but it was, like, a couple streets over.
Yeah.
So I ended up walking all the way back in my boot, dude. It was, like, almost 2 miles that I was fucking hurting, and I was cocked. So that was, like, the... It's
probably a good thing you were cocked because it would have hurt even more.
Yeah, then when I got back to the hotel, I sat down and drank, like, 2 martinis, and like, so it didn't hurt. But the next day... Dude, my leg was hurting. And it wasn't even the hurt leg. It was the other one because it's like off kilter.
You were compensating.
Yeah. Boot's coming off. The boot's coming off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the boot's coming off. It's been a long road to recovery.
Yeah, how many months was it? It was a while.
It's pretty much been 3 months.
I feel like it's been way longer.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. But, I mean, I'm just like excited to get out of the house and shit. Like, I kind of like, you just don't even, like... The past couple weeks, I've been able to, like, really walk on it good. And, like, this week, I've been trying it without the boot on because next week, I took all the notches out of it. I'm without a notch in the boot, notch in the belt.
I don't know what that means, but...
There's, like, they put these wedges in the boot so, your ankle has support.
When you jumped out of the truck the other day, I was like, oh, don't jump on that leg, dude.
My leg was hurting at the arcade the other day, I'm not going to lie.
You got to practice for the league.
Yeah, so I got to bust out, like, the dress sneakers for work.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like an old school, like an old man kind of. You know what I mean? Like they're dress shoes, but they got like ear bubbles at the bottom.
You getting like the Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah, I had to go through all my clothes today and like find out that I couldn't fit in some of them. But I was like chubbier when I was doing the job before, so. Yeah, I'm like, you think you can get these light out a little bit? Yeah, Winter Classic was awesome. How was New Hampshire?
It was wonderful.
All right, cool. Then we went to
me and Jack. You went to Fun Spot, I saw.
Oh, yeah, Fun Spot was cool.
Oh, that's my
favorite.
Yeah,
that was
place.
The best part of New Hampshire, actually.
I fucking love Fun Spot.
They got my favorite pinball machine. I'm a big pinball guy now. I'm all in on pinball. Big Guns, pinball. Best game there is.
It's an awesome game. That's very fucking
Fun Spot. Still, I love cool. how Fun Spot never changes. And I love how upstairs it's like all 80s music on the whole time.
Yes.
It's like being in an 80s arcade.
And it, yes, yeah. It's literally all the games are from that era.
Yeah.
And that's just the only kind of music they fucking play up there. It's just a very cool vibe, man. It's like you're like, and it's literally a throwback place.
Yeah.
Everything about that fucking.
It smells like an old arcade.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Chuck, you been to Fun Spot yet?
I think I have at some point, but I just don't like remember. I think I've been up there before.
It's a 2-hour ride. Let's go.
My fucking daughter loves that place.
Me too.
Yeah, I always did growing up. It was fucking awesome. What did I have there? We ate there last time. We got
the food's
pizza.
Not terrible.
No, it's not.
It's like a little pizza place. There's a little
and
bar in there.
I had a soda that I never even had before. What was it? A Moxie or?
I don't know. Moxie?
Moxie. Yeah, Moxie Cola, I believe. Yeah, Moxie Cola. Never had one before. Yeah. Tastes like no other soda I've ever had in my life. I was expecting it to taste like kind of like Coke or Pepsi. I can't even fucking describe it.
I got a soda.
Classic soda. It's been around since like the 30s, I think.
I think they had them when I went to that.
It's not like a Dr. Pepper?
Way different. Yeah. It's like it has a strong taste. Like Dr. Pepper has a strong, distinct taste. Yeah. So it doesn't Moxie, but it tastes nothing like Dr.
So I went to that Zeb's Country Store in North Conway. You ever been there?
I'm not going to lie. I just feel like I just like not that my one. Vision got better off the.
Of the Moxie, off the dude? The Moxie, the Mullen.
The Mullen, dude. I just like.
You can see better?
Oh, dude. The light just like. Yeah, I swear. I don't know.
I think you're just tripping. Yeah, they had that at Zeb's. So I got a soda from there. It was like it's about lemon lime soda, it said, but it was like green. It looked like, and it tasted exactly what I thought it was going to taste like, a freeze pop that they turns into soda, a green freeze pop.
No shit.
But it was like, you can only drink two sips of it because it was like so sugary.
Way too much. Yeah,
like I took two sips. I was like, hey, Lindsay, you want to try it? She took a sip. I was like, it's all yours.
Yeah, I like an old time soda in one of those stores. I like that.
Those are cool. That place is cool. I got a couple little
taffy. Get some taffy.
Give me a good old fucking birch beer.
Ew.
Really?
Oh, you don't fuck with the
I don't like
cream soda. I fuck
I don't
with
like,
cream soda.
I don't like cream soda. I don't like
I don't think I don't think birch beer tastes anything like it. It tastes more
tell
like
me
root
don't
beer than cream soda.
You don't
soda.
Get good burp off root beer though.
I don't like root beer.
No root beer.
I'm not a big like soda guy in general.
I like root beer.
I feel like a nice root beer wing is nice too.
I don't drink really soda anymore, but when I did, Dr. Pepper was my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not a big soda guy.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
I don't like Dr. Pepper.
I like a nice Fresca.
Oh, I do like Fresca. I'll fuck with a Fresca.
Yeah, I fuck with a Fresca. Yeah,
Frescas were bomb.
Yeah. That's an old lady soda.
Fresca?
Yes.
Yeah. My grandmother's like, want a couple Frescas?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I like too?
I'm a Canada Dry. Just
how about a raspberry ginger ale? The pink ginger
that's
ale?
That's a good one. Oof. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a really good one.
Skinny bottle?
Yes. Yeah. That's
like
really
that
good.
One. I like that one. I like that one.
My aunt Hummy. That's what we call her. Her real name's Helen. I don't know
they
why.
Have that. They have a Schweppes
she,
one too.
She always got it under the counter. She doesn't put it in the fridge either. It's
yeah,
always
the cans expired.
I gotta ask.
No, the 2-liter under the counter.
Does anybody remember, and I haven't seen it in stores or anywhere in years. Do you remember the pineapple soda growing up?
I know like the Jaritos one, like the Mexican soda. That's the only one I know.
Jaritos one?
That's the only ones I've seen.
But those are in a box.
Are you talking the one from like the dollar store, the 3-liter? You remember there was like a 3?
Yeah.
They have strawberry, pineapple.
The pineapple one stood out to me because that shit
was
fire. Yeah,
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, it's only the dollar store had those sodas.
Yeah, they don't have them anymore anywhere.
Anywhere?
Right? I haven't seen him in years.
I don't drink enough soda.
I don't drink soda anymore like that either, but you would
soda.
Think...
I'm going to have
would,
to look.
But you would think you would soda. See it around when you're in a grocery store or something, walking down an aisle.
Yeah.
So I don't recall seeing it.
I don't even walk down the soda aisle. I don't... Like, if I'm drinking soda, it's with booze. Or if I'm drinking a weird one from Zeb's.
Well, you know how it is. They keep a lot of, like, sodas with other fucking drinks.
Yeah,
like, you know
yeah
what
I'm
mean?
Trying to think. I don't know if yeah. I... Yeah, I don't know. The pineapple soda. The Jaritos is the only one. Which, if I'm going to, like, a Mexican restaurant... I'm going to grab some. Yeah, strawberry. That's my favorite one.
I like a nice Mexican Coke.
Those are way better.
Yeah, those are bomb. They give you a little tummy ache. They're too sweet.
That's why I couldn't drink that, the green freeze pop one. It was two sips and I had a stomach ache.
We went to the pinball place the other day.
Oh, that place was awesome. It was the Electromagnetic Pinball Museum.
Yep. It was cool. It was a cool spot.
I'm going again. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was cool. You're going to join the league there, right?
I am. I'm joining a pinball league.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. They had some, like, really old pinball machines, like, really old. I like the, there was one, like, the surfer guy or something like that. It was just, like, all white on the inside. It was all, like, wood.
I feel like they're all white and wood.
Ding, 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 ding. It was, like, so loud. It was, like.
Yeah, I played that. It had the bell. It was just, the bell kept ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
like
that.
I was saying, like, what if the guy upstairs was just, like, oh, I got to go clear my head. I'm going to go downstairs and just, like.
He definitely does. I mean, he's got to. I bet you that guy's a beast at pinball, the owner.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's probably the best pinball. He's the pinball wizard.
He was super nice.
He was very nice.
Yeah, and they he had like his buddy like designed a couple of the games, which was crazy.
Only one was on, but that one was trippy, dude. It was half 3D, half actual real pinball.
Yeah, it was cool. And like it had
You should take your daughter there, Donnie, that place. $10 you can play all day. $10 a person.
Really?
Yeah, there's I would say there's probably 75 pinball machines, you'd think.
So what are the is it mainly pinball machines there?
It's like 70 pinball machines. I would say 70 to 75 pinball machines and maybe like 20 old school games, give or take.
Yeah, there's all pretty cool driving games.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit of everything, but it's 90% pinball. But there's like every one you could ever imagine. Like old. It starts, I feel like when you walk in, it starts with the old ones from like maybe the late
60s. Was it busy when you guys went? Or?
It was No, and it was Martin Luther King Day.
It ended up getting busy by the end, but like that was, I think, the busiest it gets.
There was probably 20 people there.
Oh, wow.
And it's good size. And they just expanded it. He said 1,300 more square feet. So they're going to probably add a shitload of other stuff.
That's fucking dope.
It's dope. It's just like, it's in the most randomest, the Pawtucket exit where U-Haul is. If you know that exit. You literally get off it. It's right in front of you. It's a building that's all painted all crazy colors. Right there.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. $10. You can play all day. We were going to leave. He's like, you're leaving already? I'm like, yeah, we're going to go get lunch. And he was like, oh, he's like, you guys already are. You're all paid up. You guys want to come back later? You can come back anytime till 10 tonight.
He was like, looked like the exact guy like you expect to, but he looked like he was like loving his life. So that's
cool. He was loving it. I mean,
it was a cool spot, and they like live above it.
Oh no shit!
Yeah,
yeah, which is like pretty good, dude. It was just funny. He was like reminding me because it was like a restaurant scene. He's like, I'm gonna get hit today, man. He's like getting all hyped up.
Oh, he was hyped. He thought
and I was like, he might get hit today. And then he's like, told you, man. He like came down the stairs with some English muffins and shit. He's like, I was like, oh shit.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, the place is cool, man. And there was like some pretty cool like old machines. And then when he was like telling like the history of it a little bit, there was like one machine, like the Shadow machine. He's like, oh, it's like the worst movie ever, but it's like known for being like one of the best pinball machines.
And it was.
Yeah, and it was bomb. Yeah. The Addams Family, I think he said, is like the most popular one like ever.
That is the most popular one. That one, and they don't have it there, but the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one, which they still make, is like, that's like a $10,000 machine.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah,
well, we were looking them up, and some of them, like, none of them are cheap. Like, none of
pinball,
them.
Yeah, dude, I've been looking them up because I wanted to get one for the barbershop, but that's not happening because a new one's like 10 G's, 8 to 10 new, refurbished in pretty good condition, 5 to 6, and shit ones, like, that are working, but they need work, $2,000.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking
money. You
can
buy, like, a pool table for that.
You could buy, I was already looking at those, too. You can get pool tables for under 1,000. Nice ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, pool tables are cheap now. They used to be. I feel like back in the day, they were dumb expensive.
Well, yeah, I feel like now there's just so much more of a variety of pool tables. Like back in the day, I feel like there was only certain companies that made fucking pool tables, and they were like, for the most part, decent quality.
Yeah, the guy like built now, it by hand.
Yeah, I've seen
like,
ones.
Now the pool tables that are out there, I feel like there's just a lot of.
I sold ones like nice ones, but like fold up legs, but the top weighs like 180 pounds, 200 pounds. So even when you're playing, like it won't move on you or anything. But, like, when you're done with it, you can fold it up and put it wherever.
I've seen one, you, like, put a thing on top of it. You can play, like,
ping pong and shit.
And then you can play, like, air hockey, and then you shut off the lights and it glows on the dock.
Yeah. Oh, we played the hockey. Dude, I hadn't played that in years.
Bubble hockey. That shit's dope.
Yeah. With the dome. That was fun. Yeah.
That game's, like, and he said that's the most popular. Then he said it's, like, the most popular game and the most expensive for the pots.
To fix. He was, like, if those things break.
How much was that one on sale for? Like, $10,000.
He was like, yeah, something. Like, it was something stupid. It was like that was the one we were playing, which that one looks like it was probably from the 80s.
And you know, like the way you move, like the hands and shit, that one definitely breaks like a lot for sure.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He's like, no sword fight. And he goes, because if that thing
breaks.
Yeah, but
then he came back. He's like, kill him. He's like, no, I'm only playing because you guys have fun.
Yeah.
He said it to like three other people.
He says that every day. Like,
kill him.
I hope he says
like exactly what a video game guy would say. Like, oh, dudes.
Hell yeah.
My last guy!
Yeah. How about Area 51?
I didn't save my game!
Area 51, though?
Oh, dude. That was fun. Went off on that.
I know. We were killing it in Area 51.
I'm having flashbacks.
Yo, that was fun. I want to get that.
I like the guys that are like not the zombies. They like look backwards and like wave their arm like, come on.
Yeah, I shot him as soon as he remember. How about the guy in the Jeep? He come pulling up. He come drifting up in the Jeep. I was like, blah, I shot him right in the face.
I like actually knew like at some points where the guys were coming out. I like remembered it from when I was a kid. I played that game so many times.
I didn't play it enough. So I remember like the first level and that was it.
Yeah, I had so I didn't have that. My buddy had that because that was like the first game on PlayStation when you got it. It was like that and another. It was like a half and half game at one point when PlayStation first came out. I got Sega Saturn, and I had Virtual Cop instead.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I had the gun and shit too. Virtual Cop was dope. Had Virtual Cop and Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter was my shit
banger.
In the arcade.
Then tennis. Tennis is the dopest shit on that.
Virtual Tennis. I am a beast at Virtual Tennis. Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah, wait, I'll have it at the shop soon. We'll be playing Virtual Tennis. Time Crisis.
So we're getting into arcade games. We're getting into pinball.
Yeah.
CDJ expansion team.
Yeah, we're out here. We need something. We need a couple people for the league to get on our team.
Let's get into some football.
Oh, we're going to fucking go right in, huh? Yeah. It's been a little while since we talked some football, I feel like.
Oh, we're 20 minutes in on pinball, so...
Play it twice.
Whoops.
Let freedom ring.
All right. All right, boys. So where do we begin with football? Chuck, I know you're on fucking cloud nine right now.
Yeah, I am. I mean, unfortunately, we're going to have to play the 49ers this week, which is going to be a feat. But that's the way you want to win. You got to beat the best to be the best.
Did they get a new kicker yet?
No, not yet. But I think he was on suicide watch the whole night after.
Dude, he looked like he was going to kill himself in the middle of the field.
Oh, my God. Dak is like the nicest guy in the world. You never see him like talk
he
shit on the
pissed.
Sideline. He was like swearing. He's like, just let me fucking throw it. Like, oh, dude, that poor bastard. And then I think that's like the yips, dude. Like at that point, he was just like fucking
he was terrified.
Scrambled in his head.
Yeah, I kind of was. I felt for him. He was that when he missed the third one, I was like,
dude,
oh,
when he went up
man.
And missed the fourth one, I was like, what the fuck?
He missed the fourth one?
Yeah, there was four.
Oh, I thought it was just three. I didn't even know he missed four.
He missed four, yeah.
He missed four.
Oh, because I just remember like
four out of five.
Because they went to go do another one, and like they were like, "Nah, you're staying out there. We're going for two."
Not for nothing. You think he was pissed? He's like, "I fucking kick it once. I usually get 3 points. You fucking dickheads." He's probably pissed.
But know what I will say, and I hate like I'm not a huge Dak Prescott guy. He literally went out there though. He had the game of his career.
That he was good.
That was, in my opinion, the best game I ever seen him play. He was fucking lights out, bro. Fucking, what was it? Four passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, over 300 yards passing. That dude went the fuck off.
No interceptions.
He had himself a fucking game. And the crazy part was he had that fucking terrible game against Washington a couple weeks ago. Horrible. He looked like fucking absolute trash. And if he, going in, you're like wondering what version of Dak you're going to get. We ended up getting the best version of Dak we've seen yet, and if he could fucking bring that energy in against the 49ers and have a game like that, they're going to have themselves it'll be a good game. But otherwise, if Dak don't show up, if that offense don't show
they're
up,
they're going to have a pretty bad game.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah. I think if anybody can get in to Purdy, it's definitely Parsons and crew. It's going to be a fun game to watch. It's definitely going to be like the best game for the NFC this year.
That's going to be a great fucking game. How about Purdy?
He's nice. Bro.
Last overall pick.
They were hating on him that first game where he came out and played. He's played like a
Mr.
beast.
Reliable.
He's nice.
He had the best 5-game stretch a rookie quarterback has ever had. Like that dude just went out there and he's been lighting it the fuck up. Yeah, he started off last game a little rough. But he ended up, over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions or something last week? Yep. The dude's he's a fucking beast. Who would have thought?
Debo Samuel went off in that game. Debo Samuel's
Yeah, obviously he's got Christian McCaffrey's had a fucking hell of a year. When that dude's healthy, he's just ridiculous to watch. It's like literally watching like a fucking human joystick. Like he looks like a fucking video game out
and
there.
And they're seasoned. Like they're just, I mean... Besides the quarterback, but he's
fucking
like
Bosa's a beast.
Surrounded by everything, huh?
Yeah. Dude, the defense, Bosa, fuck.
Nasty.
Yeah, that's a fucking squad right there. Yeah, that's Kittle, fucking George Kittle, dude. Kittle, tight end. Beast.
They got that special helmet they wear, too, which makes him extra scary.
It's crazy to think that your division, though, has three teams in the playoffs.
I know, isn't
that
crazy?
Now.
And then the Giants come out.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay was there 8-9.
Fucking 8-9.
Like, what the fuck?
Won the division somehow.
Oh,
but know
God.
What the crazy part is? That was like the opposite of your division for a couple years, because your division, there was teams going in there that were, you know, like, how the fuck did this team make it into the playoffs? And you got wild, like, other teams in the league that have way better records that aren't even in the playoffs.
I know. It's so crazy
but
how all
Tampa
that works.
Tampa got lucky with it being a weak division this year, and they ended up, you know, it came down to that last game, though.
Yeah.
And Brady fucking went off in the regular season, the final game, where he threw like fucking 4 touchdowns. Mike Evans had like 3 receiving touchdowns. It was fucking wild. Not the last game. It was the one before that, because they played your Falcons last game and lost.
Yeah.
It was the week before that against the Panthers.
Yeah, they pulled everybody in that game.
They pulled everybody in the game. But yeah, get the Panthers.
Hey, a win's a win.
Ritter don't look bad. Your fucking Ryder, however you want to pronounce his last name, the quarterback for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Young kid, he doesn't look bad at all.
He's Marcus Mariota.
Yes. He's better than Marcus Mariota. But
The Giants come out and get a fucking humongous win, which is like just crazy that the Vikings let that slip through their fingers.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The Vikings had to be the worst like 12-win fucking
Daniel
game
Jones
in a long
won that
time,
game
bro.
Though, man. He put that game on his back. He had a fucking great
which is the crazy part. Daniel Jones had the best year of his career this year, and he's playing good. He's not turning the ball over. That dude was a turnover machine for his first few years in the
league. They call him Danny Dimes.
I think now they're
Danny
calling
Dimes,
him. Yeah, after that game, yeah. That
no, dude, they've been calling him Danny Dimes, I think, for a while. Yeah. Joking around out there.
Yeah.
Now it's like looking serious. Now he's legit dropping dimes out there. And no, it's underrated. That motherfucker could run.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yo, you know how many rushing yards he had this year? Motherfucker rushed for over 700 yards this year. With like 7 rushing touchdowns.
He's big. He's
he
a big
threw
dude.
Five
like
interceptions on the year
during that game. Like, when he was running, he was like mowing a few people down. I was like, "Oh shit, okay."
And he was somebody that a lot of people wrote off because he didn't look good his first few seasons. But now he's looking like he's coming into it, and he could be a pretty fucking decent quarterback for a while.
Saquon Barkley's fucking nasty. Too,
he's a beast.
He stops
when he's healthy,
going, that guy's sick.
Yeah, when he's healthy, he's just fucking.
I just feel like a lot of the teams, like I mean, besides quarterbacks, like they just have everybody like healthy that you want to be healthy. Like the Cowboys, like Van Dash hasn't been healthy in the playoffs or like half the season any year. Like a lot of teams have these guys back, which is awesome. It's just very entertaining to see everybody out there.
So on a real note, you're right, everybody is healthy, but what are we thinking for like picks as of right now? Who's left? Who do we think is going to be in the Super Bowl in the NFC and in the AFC?
Bengals?
Nope.
I don't know. Well, for the NFC, I'm not sure. I'll go Cowboys just because Chuck wants them.
Fair enough. I don't want it to be the Chiefs in the AFC. I would much rather see the Bills or the Bengals.
I want the Bengals.
But I don't want to have that feeling. I feel like it's going to be fucking Patrick Mahomes in there. But know what I'm going to say? I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm going to go with the Bills, and this is where it gets difficult. The
NFC's tough because everybody's good.
I'm rolling with the I feel like I'm rolling with the 49ers because that squad has been so consistent.
Dude.
They've won how many games in a row? I'm sorry, Chuck.
I like them too. They're my number. They would be my number two. So.
Yeah, they've been how many weeks in a row have they won now? Like fucking 9 weeks in a row or some shit, something crazy. Purdy's
about
undefeated
to be 10.
As a starter. That's a good fucking team. They're just a very, and who would have thought Purdy would be out there playing lights out?
I miss Purdy.
When they started the season off with Trey Lance. Purdy's the last overall pick in the draft. They drafted Lance in the first round the fucking year before. So who would have thought that, you know, Lance would have went down with that injury. Then they threw in Garoppolo. Garoppolo gets injured because Garoppolo's fucking injury prone to begin with. So, oh shit, now we got to look at our fucking last overall pick in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. Dude comes out there and he has only thrown a few interceptions, has a shit ton of passing yards, great completion percentage.
I called him Mr. Reliable.
I like it.
Light up another one of them joints. Get some more mullen in there.
Nah, no mullen in these ones.
Bring in the mullen.
Kid's balling out. He's balling out.
Dude, Chargers, Jags too. Like, Chargers let that slip through their fingers also. Which
dude,
is
how are we
heartbreaker.
Not even talking about that?
I feel bad.
What's the Jags make it to the fucking Super Bowl, dude?
To be honest, I forgot all about God. Them. Forgot all about
and
them.
And it's like, how could we forget about them? Because they, and I literally forgot about them too, but they literally just had the fucking biggest comeback in like playoff history. Now 27-0 against the fucking Chargers, dude, and they fucking came back and beat them. Trevor Lawrence threw four four interceptions in the first half. One touchdown, four interceptions in the first half. Comes out in the second half, throws three touchdowns, zero interceptions, fucking over 200 yards, lights out in the second half.
I didn't even get my prediction. I didn't even get my predictions.
Yeah, what's your let's hear it.
I'm gonna go old school with it. I'm gonna go, dude, and I feel bad if it ever was to happen this way. But Cowboys Bills, and then the Cowboys beat the Bills again.
Oh,
that would be
man.
Horrible because if it ain't the Cowboys that win, I'd like to see the Bills win because I feel like their organization needs that.
Especially
why Jim Kelly's alive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's more the reason, you know what I mean? Overall, yes, their organization does deserve that. Absolutely. Jim Kelly, that poor bastard, everything he's been through in his life and losing four fucking Super Bowls in a row in the 90s. That's fucking heartbreaking.
Heartbreaker.
And one of them was the first one against the Giants was off a chip shot field goal at the end where they could have won it. But yeah, Jim Kelly, you know, he was a fucking awesome quarterback. The Bills team, I hate to say it because I'm a Patriots fan, but how do you not like that Bills team? I love that fucking Bills team.
I do.
Josh Allen's awesome. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. Glad to hear DeMar Hamlin's doing good. Fucking very glad to hear that.
The guy went down on the fucking Cowboys Buccaneers game at the end of it. Brate, he got hit. They took him off on a stretcher. Everybody was down on the field. It was like 10 minutes. Dude, it was crazy.
I feel like
it's going to happen more and more.
No, that was a neck and a head injury. That was different. You know what I mean? Where Hamlin went into cardiac arrest. But
I don't think that had anything to do with that game.
No, me neither.
Him getting hurt. Going down like that. That was an underlying issue that was going to happen whether they were playing football or not.
My brother was telling me, did you notice those things that they wear on their neck?
Yeah, like the Be Love and all that.
You know what it is?
No.
No, not that. Not that. The things they wear around their necks, they almost look like Bluetooth headphones around their
I didn't see that.
Oh, it like opens up their air, like their air on their, like they get more airflow to their head and stuff like that.
Really?
Isn't that crazy, dude?
I don't think I've ever even noticed them.
Yeah. It looks like a little Bluetooth headphones. They wear them around their necks.
Yeah, I never noticed those either.
Yeah. Everybody, now that I say it, you're going to see it. Literally everybody has them on.
He ruined football for me.
Yeah, ruined it. Yeah. But it's just like crazy. They come up like little tech things. Like back in the day, like, dude, these guys were like.
Back in the day, it was the thing you put over your nose, the nostril.
Yeah, the breathe right strip.
Yeah.
I wanted one of those so bad when I played hockey because I thought it made you look badass.
You look like Nelly.
Yeah, I used to love the face paint, looking underneath the eyes and
put the
shit.
Do crosses.
I didn't do the crosses, but I didn't live crosses. That much on the, I didn't
like
live that much on
like
that.
The nasty boys from WCW.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, so it's interesting though. Jaguars, you can't sleep on them. even though I hate to admit it, Trevor Lawrence is absolutely
Jaguars
fucking,
beat Kansas City, they're playing again. Jaguars beat
Trevor Lawrence is absolutely going off this year, dude. What a fucking season that kid had. And normally quarterbacks have like a sophomore slump. Their second year in the league normally isn't good. Not with fucking Trevor Lawrence, man. He had a bad, bad first year. And this year, he had a fucking hell of a season. And it's honestly, it's interesting to see like what the fucking postseason pitcher ended up turning out to be. Because everybody was writing off the Lions in the Green Bay Lions game. And everybody was like, every broadcaster picked the Green Bay Packers to beat
one.
The Lions.
Except for one.
Who was it?
I forgot who it was. There was one I watched when it was like live, but yeah, because the guy at the end was like, nobody picked us or whatever. That dude, I forget his name. He was a player for the Lions. He like had the interview afterwards. He's like going off.
Nate Burleson.
Yeah, Nate Burleson. Okay. But only one person picked the Lions. Yeah. I forget who it was, but.
And what I was going to say was Goff had arguably the best year of his career. Did you know in the last 9 games that motherfucker didn't throw one interception? 15 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in Jared Goff's last 9 games with the Lions.
They were awesome.
Year.
They were my favorite team to watch at the end of the year.
They finished with a winning record.
The Lions
fucking look good,
man.
That's a squad to look out for next year. They got St. Brown, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Fucking beast, dude.
Swift. I like Swift, the running back.
Yep.
Not the running back. He's a receiver. I apologize. what the fuck was I just going to say? I was just going to say something. I totally forgot.
Must be the Mullen. Yeah.
But now they're saying Aaron Rodgers might be out. He's looking like he's out of Green Bay.
He needs to be out of
Green
Bay.
Tom Brady's about to be on the move again. Now, unfortunately,
back to the Patriots?
Unfortunately, hearing that it looks like Mac Jones is going to be on the move. I'm not too happy about that. I feel like New England fucked that kid over and fucked him up. You know, no offensive coordinator. You know, you literally fucking hired.
Where are they saying Tom Brady's going to go?
So, and the most likely landing spots for Tom Brady would be the Saints, the Raiders, the Patriots. Or, but I also am hearing teams like the Jets potentially.
I don't think he'll
even
go back to the Patriots.
If Tua is done, he could end up in Miami. Because it is a possibility that Tua, he should probably retire. No bullshit.
You think he's got blood coming out of his ears?
You think he should retire?
No, like seriously, with the amount of concussions that dude's had, because you got to think his head was like fuck. He had numerous concussions in college too. This isn't like it's like a new
turn his brains
thing.
To mush.
Well,
no, like literally.
Like, yeah, yeah, he's gonna be severe brain damage if he
like Tua. He's like what?
Like for instance, you see like a lot of boxers, they could have like a fucking 10-year career, but because of the concussions, like right after their like fucking retirement, they can't put sentence together. There's a lot of people that are like vegetables now because of the sport. Guys that just can't talk anymore.
Well, look at Wes Welker got fucking smashed up by
That dude got hit. That kid took the biggest hits I think I've ever seen anybody take.
Like in hockey, fucking had to retire. He got smashed too many times. Like there's a lot of people.
Like, I get like Tua's only been in the league for a few years, but he's not a big dude. Had a lot of concussions in college.
RG3.
And look at this. And this year, how many concussions? He had two on paper, but arguably, I think it was three concussions this year for Tua.
I think he'll still play.
So this weekend,
he's going to play in the XFL.
This weekend, the XFL is owned by the NFL.
Oh, Lamar's going to be
I don't even know.
Lamar's going to be on the move, by the way. Don't want him. New England, they're saying it's a top landing spot. I don't want Lamar Jackson. Don't do it. He's injury prone, and he's digressed every year.
Yeah, somebody's going to sign him, though. I mean, he's still.
I don't think New England's a team for him, though.
I
don't want him as my quarterback. You know, it's
Brady?
Just, no, I would rather have Brady than Lamar Jackson any day.
Brady come back for one more fucking.
It was interesting. Like, Brady didn't have a crazy amount of touchdown passes this year. But he passed for a shit ton of yards, and he broke his own record for most pass completions in a single season in NFL history.
He didn't really play like shit.
No, he didn't.
It's just his team played like shit.
No, even like against, you know, you guys, he threw for like 360 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. That's not playing like shit, you know what I mean? His team overall, his defense was like not like fucking terrible.
He
still
finished with like a 68 QBR rating. Saturday's Jaguars, Kansas City at 4:30. Giants, Philly at 8:15. Giants, Philly's a fucking.
That's the one.
That's a banger.
That's the one
game
to watch.
That's a cool game. NFC, like, kind of showdown. Then you have 3
Nobody
o'clock.
Picked the Eagles for the Super Bowl, huh?
Nah, I don't think it's going to be them. They're gonna ass out.
Fuck the Eagles.
No, I'm
fuck the Eagles.
But honestly, okay, I think that's a really good fucking squad. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, and they got a couple fucking solid wide receivers on that team. A.J. Brown's a fucking beast.
Yeah, no, they're nasty. don't get me wrong, they're nasty. Just fuck the Eagles.
No, I feel you.
Actually,
I would like to see you guys play.
I hope
each
the Eagles
other.
Beat the Giants, then I hope we beat the 49ers, and I hope we beat the Eagles.
But I said it.
Just,
I didn't want
to
see.
We might just lose the 49ers.
I didn't want to see the Giants get into the fucking playoffs because being a Patriots fan, like they show up in the fucking playoffs. I don't trust the Giants being in there, so I'd like to see them get knocked off. I don't want to see them fucking win.
No, I don't want to see the Giants in there either.
No, fuck that.
I actually like the Giants. I like the coach.
Yeah, you know, hey. At the end of the day, it's not, and it has nothing to do with the coach for me. I just fucking, me, it's personal. You know what I mean? With me and a Patriots fan, me being a Patriots fan, two Super Bowls, that's why I don't like him that much. It has nothing, the coach seems like a good fucking dude and a good coach. I just don't like the fucking Giants themselves. It's like I'm a fucking Red Sox fan. I don't like the fucking Yankees.
I don't hate the Yankees, though, either. Like, I don't.
No, me neither.
Like, there was a time where you hate the Yankees, but, like, now you don't hate the Yankees.
I wouldn't say I hate the Giants. I dislike the Giants.
I mean, right? Back when I was, like, after high school, I was, like, yelling, fuck the Yankees at, like, a concert for no reason. Like, fuck the Yankees. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was. It was like,
no.
So stupid. Now looking back at it, it makes me cringe, but that was like a thing you do in Boston and shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. But now it's not like that. Like, you know, they don't have a rivalry with any teams really going on right now. The Red Sox just straight suck right now, so we might as well just turn them up.
Celtics are tearing it up. Basketball-wise, wow, they're fucking ridiculous. Tatum, another 50-point game. 51, I think he put up. That's a fucking squad. A lot of potential. I like that they kept Brown and Tatum together.
Yeah, dude. And Robinson in the middle, dude. He's a beast.
And we got Rhode Island zone. And that's the fucking coach.
What the heck's his name? I don't know. He played at Hendricken when I was in high school. Missoula. Joe Missoula.
Missoula. Yeah.
Joe Missoula. Sounds like an Italian kid.
From Johnston, I believe. From Johnston. But he ended up going to Hendricken.
I don't think he's Italian, though.
Oh, well, who knows at the end of the day.
Not a lot of people talking about this. Did you see the video of Dana White smacking his wife up at the club?
Yeah, we talked. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we talked. Did we talk about it?
We talked about it through text message. I sent that in the group message.
Yeah. That ended quick because I think they both apologized, didn't they?
Yeah.
They've been together since they were like 15 years old or something.
You can smack her around then. She's like your sister.
Yeah, he's like, we get heated at each other.
But know what people are getting on him about, like, about him publicly saying numerous times in the past that like only fucking cowards would ever put their hands on. And like very big advocate speaking out again. If you're gonna like say all that shit, don't go fucking doing it.
He gave
you know what I mean?
Slap too, but she smacked his fucking face.
And I will say, she said this. She was like, "Oh, I've never seen him act like that." So what I took that as that she slapped the fucking shit out of him a million times, and he took it. And this time he was like, "Fuck you," and gave it right back. That's how I took that.
And a lot of people like questioning though, like, is this something that was going on behind the scenes, and they're just acting like it's not, you know, and just
they were. It was New Year's Eve. They were cock beefing. She slapped him. She caught one back. Simple as that. Hey, you want equal rights, you get equal left. Simple as that.
But what I will say if you watch the video, he like it was like fucking two or three times.
Oh, he went, yeah, he gave her the first one, then he gave her the second one.
That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like now that makes it a little bit different. You know, like personally, I would never fucking hit a woman, but at the end of the day,
you might as well do it a couple times.
What I'm saying is, if there's a woman that is like hitting you like a man, you're getting attacked by a woman, she's just punching you, and she could fight, you're going to fucking defend yourself. I'm not going to let anybody fucking sit there and smash my fucking face.
I'm not saying beat the fucking living shit out of her, but if I'm going to defend myself, you might catch one back.
No, like I've
if
had girls
beating the fuck out of like if I like if some girls beat
I'm
my like, ass like in my sleep
I'm
getting up
out of there I'm like ducking and cut
yeah no like yeah. See like at the end of the day like I've had like fucking exes hit me and shit in the past and it was nothing, you know what I mean? You fucking like calm the fuck down, they stop. I never had a woman just like straight up like fucking nonstop fucking rain shots on
one
you
time,
and,
man. It was the last time.
I believe that you don't hit a woman, but if you're being real, like there are situations where it is like
no, why? Because if they're crazy enough to do that, they're crazy enough to be like, he's hitting me.
Yeah, exactly.
You just had a woman stab her fucking boyfriend to death in his fucking sleep and try to say it was self defense. And, you know, it came,
gives me the chillies.
Yeah.
So this is what
sick.
I mean. Like, there's
that's
some,
sick.
There's some crazy fucking people out there. For real. Like, you know, and it's like one of those things, I personally don't believe in fucking hitting women, but I believe there are circumstances. I don't think that was necessarily, like, she slapped him. I don't think he needed to swing fucking three times.
The one is fine.
If it was just a boxer.
He just out of instinct.
Yeah, it was the one I could see because he was just like, but it was like instinct, but then the second one and the third one, I was like,
I was like, why, dude? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
He knows there's a camera there, too. He must have been like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? So,
dude, there was just a, I'm not on the TikToks or the Facebooks right now, but my brother sent me, like, a reel, and it was this guy in Massachusetts just got caught for murder, and they had him, dude, he Googled, like, all, dude, there was, like, a list of all the, how to get rid of a body.
Dude,
like, throughout the whole night, it was, like, 6 something a.m., 7. It was all the shit, how to get rid of a body.
Yeah.
And the guy's just standing there. He's fucked. He's definitely.
Yeah. Lindsay watches all those ID channel shows and they
like,
always.
What, dude?
They always have. It's like they looked up. It's like how to bury a body, how to get rid of the bones.
It said like how to get blood out of a wood floor.
Yeah. Like crazy shit. You're like, like what'll hide the smell of a dead body? The best. Like, what?
So
the
fucking.
Best? Yeah.
But like with technology, like nowadays, like anything you fucking put in your phone,
you gotta get a burner for that one.
At any point in time.
Yeah, are you that dumb? Like,
you gotta go to the books. You gotta go to the Dewey Decimal System.
That's like one
you gotta
of the
go
best.
To the library.
Yeah, you go
that's
to the library.
Go to the library.
That's one of my favorite parts about watching those shows is how stupid some of these people are. Some of these people are so fucking stupid.
They have you on the camera at the library. You're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, like, no way. There's no way.
They have your clan card. you owe money. They got you. I just wanted some change to make some copies.
Yeah, he owed $79 for a Goosebumps book.
He's coming to the library to use the internet.
Yeah,
so weird. I gotta be honest. Yeah, I do like me some fucking murder mystery shows and shit like that.
I used to not really get into them, but that's all she watches, and I kind of can get into them.
My favorite one is
Glass Onion. Do you watch it?
Favorite one? No, sorry, not yet.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Yeah. Favorite fucking show like that though is Lieutenant Joe Kenda.
Oh God, I know who Kenda is. I know
Joe Kenda is the fucking man, dude. That guy has solved more fucking murders and more like cold cases.
Joe Kenda, he's a guy, if you look him like,
homicide.
You might know his face.
IMDb has a show rated 8.8, 95% on TV. There we go.
I've never seen that.
I already know him. You don't have to show him to me. I know who he is.
You rang.
You've never seen him? He's all over the ID channel. He's like the man.
No,
he is. He's a fucking genius. He really is.
Yes. I was watching one.
23 years in the Chicago, Colorado Springs Police Department.
Here we go, the stats.
No. Listen. Hey, shut the fuck up,
friend. I'm gonna choke in the stats.
He solved close to 400 murders.
Really?
Yeah, he is the man.
400?
Yes.
Is it like a big ring?
That's all I was trying to say.
What's his solved? What's his solved to unsolved ratio?
He's gonna be like close to 100% at that fucking.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Solve almost 400 in 23 years.
Yeah, I couldn't solve one in 33.
You know how many seasons they've had so far? Nine fucking seasons, dude. And they do them on just the cases he solved. So that's it. That's his whole show. Case he has solved, and he's solved
like
some fucking
Lansbury.
Yeah, dude, I was watching.
He's like one of the goats of fucking detectives.
I was watching one the other day where it's like the people that try to get a hitman, like kill their husband or whatever. Yeah, but it's a cop. Those are my favorite ones.
You go to jail. That's Tiger King.
Yeah, it is.
Tiger King in a nutshell. Yeah,
the one I was watching the other day, they had all the audio,
dumbass.
The video. There was one girl. She like worked.
Yeah, they used to have it on Friday nights, like when we were in high school.
She's working with this one guy. She's like, I'm going to do some rough shit, you know, on my marriage. He goes, hey, if you need anything taken care of, let me know. He goes, so she comes in the next day. She's like, yeah, if you know anybody that could take care of him, like, take care of him. And he's like, so he calls the cops, and the cops set him up. He all of a sudden becomes a fucking, an undercover getting a hitman, or he's pretending to be the hitman or some shit. She sees the camera. He's like, oh, yeah, like, make some other shit up, dude. It's crazy. And she's like, yeah, I want it to be, like, you know, really bloody. She goes, but I want it to, you know, like, I don't want any connection to it. Like, saying all crazy shit, and he's like, oh, yeah, and she's on camera saying it, and then, like...
You go to jail for life.
Yep. So then she's sitting in there, she's like, you know, they're like, we know everything, this and that, and she's like, oh, I don't know, he's like, well, guess what, your husband's dead, like that, and she's like, oh, this and that, open the door, right, they're like, we'll be right back, the husband walks in. And shit, like, they just change their tune, they're like, oh my god, you're alive!
It's like to catch a predator, but your husband's dead.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen the show. It's fucking wild.
Oh my god, I love that one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
There was one lady, she was like really crazy. She was like, she's like, yeah, all laughing. She's like, ah, yeah, fuck him. He fucked me and my kids over. It's like, first off, it wasn't like not even his kids. She's like, yeah, he took everything from us. Our nice house. He lives in a 30,000 square foot house, and look, I'm living in a trailer. She's like, whoa. She was so upset when she got caught.
This like on a show?
Yeah, I'll send you the show. It's on. I think it's on Paramount or Peacock. So this lady, she was a social worker, and she had this one girl who she knew that like her cousin was in the fucking Mexican mafia or some shit. So she goes, listen, she goes, I'm gonna make sure you go back to jail unless you get a fucking hitman for me. So she goes, okay, goes to the cops, and then fucking got the lady busted. And that wasn't the only person she was doing that with. They ended up finding out she was like 10 other people she was propositioning.
Did you see the one on Netflix? It was, what the fuck was the name of it? Dude, this guy was like calling restaurants.
I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Dude,
it's crazy.
You watch the whole thing.
The guys were talking about it. Yeah, like, he was getting them the fucking
hotels. something about the phone.
Dude's so fucking burnt.
This guy was like calling like restaurants and like having the managers call in like a person that worked there and like have them stripped down. Like one of the guys like brought in another
person.
Searching
for drugs and shit.
Like,
yeah, what?
Like, he was acting like he was a police officer.
And then like had her boyfriend come in and like sit with her and like she blew him. And dude, it was fucking.
What is this called?
That stupid that they did it over the phone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna add it to my shows right now.
I heard it's fucking wild. Yeah, a couple of the guys were talking about it.
It's called Over the Phone.
No, one second.
My phone's probably listening.
Don't pick up the phone.
Don't pick up. Yeah, it's. I heard there's like a point where like a janitor picks up a phone.
He's talking about like a guy who's like investigating it. Dude, he has like all over the country, dude. This guy was calling all over the country and getting people to do this.
The first episode,
I don't even understand how people were falling for this on the phone. They were like,
the first episode's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching this tonight.
Dude, it's fucked up. It's kind of stupid because they just don't find anybody, but.
I don't care. I want to see what he made him do.
You watched it all?
Yeah, we watched it all. Yeah. I think it was three episodes.
See, that is the one thing, though. I'm not big. I'm not big on like when you watch the cold case files and like at the end, it's like, and I always forget at the end they're not going to tell me who it was, and I'm like, damn, I just
what, unsolved mysteries.
But sometimes unsolved mysteries.
That's why this is a letdown. I'm like, I don't want you to get your hopes up.
Yeah, but sometimes unsolved mysteries, the old ones, they'd be like update.
Yes,
and you get and you
that's
catch
my
you
favorite.
Know. Yeah,
yeah,
you
that's my
that?
Favorite. You don't remember that? Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite.
One time I remember
it would happen. I feel like every time there was like 10 episodes, like every like 3 out of like fucking 10, it would like
Rescue
fucking
911.
There would be an update. They'd solve
it. Was like
one.
A show called Rescue 911.
Thank you
like
to the viewers. Yeah.
And it was the same guy who did Unsolved Mysteries.
Robert Stack.
Yeah, he did Rescue 911 too. And there was only one episode, I think, where a guy died and he was, like, saving his dog or saving this kid in, like, a flood. But everyone was like, oh, like, after reviving his family, like, nobody died on the show ever.
I don't know this show.
Right? Did it pop up, Rescue 911?
Yeah, it did.
Hell yeah.
But it's not Robert Stack. It's William Shatner. And I actually do know the show. Now that I'm seeing it with William Shatner, I do know the show.
Yeah. I was like souped to watch that when I was a kid. I was like, hell yeah, they're going to save somebody.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be a fireman. Shut up.
Oh, man.
I think we might have talked about it before. Did you guys watch Surviving Death?
No.
You didn't watch that one?
No.
Surviving Death?
I believe it's
called... Oh, no. I think I watched a couple of those. Is that like they talk about like the afterlife and shit?
Yeah, like the first couple episodes of people that had died.
Yeah.
And it ended up like being brought back to life and what they experienced.
Yeah, I watched like the first two or three episodes of that season.
Yeah, know what the wild part was, right? The first couple episodes were good. The middle episodes I didn't like, but I watched them anyway. And the reason why is because the middle episodes, it was like two or three of them are on mediums. And I believe actually ones out there, but I believe the vast majority of them are
hacks. They're all after your money.
They're fucking bullshit artists. I believe the majority of them. But I believe there are a very, very small percent that are legit. You know, there's certain things we can't explain. There just isn't. The last couple episodes is what like really drew me in. And that was on reincarnation.
Yeah.
It was like children that fucking grew, like had memories of past lives. And there's like an agency that goes around the world investigating these cases to see if they're legitimate. They bring like fucking like, and most of the time these kids aren't like, oh, I was like Babe Ruth in a bat. Like, no, it's like somebody you never even fucking heard of. Like just an average fucking person from like another country or somewhere else in, you know, their country.
I've seen this on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah. And like, there's just no explaining some of it. Like, there's just none. They go there with a bunch of, like, photos, and it'll be, like, the person that they claim they were in a past life that lives on the other side of the world. They'll have, like, fucking 10 photos of a playground, and they'll ask a fucking 6-year-old kid, oh, any of these playgrounds look familiar to you? And the kid will literally, without hesitation, just point, and that's the one out of the 10 fucking photos. They do the same thing with family members from the other family, like... They do like they go in deep on it to make sure that the case is all legit. But in Western like society, reincarnation's like a no-no. But that's big in like Asian, you know, any culture. It's Buddhist.
People smoke mullen.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, actually, yeah. Mullen's not natural to the U.S. So,
there you go. I'm gonna start seeing ghosts tonight.
I don't think it is, at least. But
talking about ghosts, did you go on that other side of your house that you thought was blocked off?
I didn't go through on the other side yet. I went through the one side.
Yeah,
yet.
That's what I'm saying. Did you go through on the other side?
I didn't go through the second side yet. No.
No.
No, I've only went through.
I'm waiting for the update.
Yeah.
Update. We went through the second side. There was a skeleton in there.
Update. I went to the second side and I'm moving out.
Yeah.
I'm fucking out of here. No, but that one side I did go in was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I saw the pictures with all the wallpaper and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking
and
wild.
The orb.
There are a few of them in there. That one was big, though. That was a Debo one in that picture. Yeah, I found... Chuck, you didn't hear anything about this, did you? So,
did you?
I've been living in that house for almost a decade now, right? The house is... It's an older house. It's
been a decade now. It sounds like a ghost story.
No, but, like, I never... Like, the house never struck me as, like, a fucking... Like, as a haunted house or any of that shit. I've been there for a long time. You know what I mean? The big thing is why I'm saying I've lived there for so long is because I found a secret fucking compartment in a wall in the house that I didn't know was there.
I'm out already. I don't even want to hear about it.
And I went in it, and it was like massive.
I never would have gone ever.
And it was like a massive like crawl space, pretty much, that was a whole width of the house. And the ceiling went down like this. So it was probably about like 5 feet, you know, height-wise, and then it goes down. It slants. But there was a bunch of shit that was in there right like at the doorway of it when I opened it up. And it was like these massive rolls of like old wallpaper. At first, I thought it was like wrapping paper, but it wasn't. It was very like sturdy, and like some of the rolls are like this big and they're all different. One of them is just like this metallic like fucking 1960s like flower print shit, like wicked fucking thick, sturdy. Another one has boats all over it. And there was old, like, fucking pottery from, like, planters. And I found a poster of a fucking airplane that looked like it was from the 60s. So that area hasn't been opened up in probably at least fucking, we're talking...
At least a decade.
50 to 60 years. Everything was covered in massive amounts of dust. I don't even think... I wonder if my landlord...
That was actually Jimmy Hoffa's grave.
I actually saw an interesting interview. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole. But Michael Franchisi, I saw a fucking dope one with him. And he says he knows where Hoffa's body is, and I believe him. It's in the ocean. All right, but anyway, so I found some cool shit in there. But I took some pictures, and the pictures kind of sketched me out. And I kind of felt like weird when I went in there. Like I just felt like I was disturbing an area that shouldn't be disturbed almost. You know, like, I felt
I
never felt that way in my house before, but when I went in there, I was just like, eh, this is a little freaky. It was.
I'm comfortable talking about this.
No, Chuck?
I don't like shit like that.
No?
I watch TV shows about it sometimes. It freaks me right now.
Yeah. But honestly, nothing. The house has been normal. The fucking cats aren't. The cats love my upstairs, bro.
Do they?
The cats love the upstairs in the house.
Love the crawl space.
Yeah, it's
they won't go in the crawl. They won't go anywhere near the crawl space.
Whatever the menu, reason. Jesse.
Oh, that was good,
dude. I think it was one of my favorite movies of last year.
That's definitely was up there. Yeah, I would agree.
I thought it was just cool.
I liked everybody in it.
Everybody. I thought everything had a meaning. Everything was like, it's a movie you can watch like three different times.
So there was one thing that they never explained. Why did he want to kill the dude's girlfriend, the one that didn't show up? Because that was the only, remember she like fucked it up because she wasn't supposed to be there?
I don't know.
The main dude is like, yeah, he was supposed to bring the other. Because like everybody that was for a reason. Yeah, so they never explained why his girl was supposed to be, because everybody had a reason to be there. You missed that part, huh? They never tell you why. I don't think they do. Unless it's hidden somewhere throughout the movie.
Yeah, unless you watch it again.
Yeah, it might be. Right?
Yeah. Did they say he did something?
Yeah, he wanted to kill him because he was like a foodie guy that like...
No. I know that. He hung himself in the back. He ended up hanging.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He hangs himself, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I like the whole cheeseburger thing at the end. That was cool.
You know, I liked with John Leguizamo, why he killed him, because he just didn't like his movie.
Yeah.
He goes, I had one day off.
What was the movie? But it was like the ongoing joke through the thing. He's like, the movie sucked.
Yeah.
And other people are like, oh, we hate that movie. And then the table of like the younger guys. I like the one, the guy was cheating on his wife. And then it was on the,
It was the other girl.
It was on the tacos.
Yeah, it ended up working out there though, because it was the other girl. That's who I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think that's who it was on the taco.
Yeah, the tacos, and it had all the receipts. Those guys were stealing cash and
shit. Yeah.
That was crazy. It was cool. The style of it was really cool. The food was like on par. It was dope.
Good food.
And the guy comes out and he's like, bow.
Yo.
The sous chef.
That was crazy.
That was fucking nuts. That's when you're like, all right, this movie's fucking.
That's when something. It got good right then.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that movie was awesome. I really enjoyed that. That was yeah. like one of my favorite movies.
I had to go back and watch it again.
Yeah. Donnie, The Menu on HBO Max.
Yeah, and no, I'll have to check that out at some point.
I went and seen Avatar 2.
How was it?
Dude, it's a movie I know we talked about. We didn't. You're not an Avatar person. I think it's a movie that everybody needs to see, dude. It's absolute. The movie, like the fucking special effects, dude, is absolutely insane.
I've heard very mixed like stuff about the movie itself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from I watch a bunch of shit, it has way more people that like it than the first one. Like a lot of people disliked the first one, went to go see the second one, and actually liked the second one. But hands down, even those people say, dude, the fucking, I didn't see the 3D version because I'm not like a 3D person. I just wouldn't see the 2D, but like the sound and everything is just like, dude, it's fucking next level. There's like a big animals. They like jump into the water. I was like holding my breath like I was going into the water. It's fucking crazy. It feels like you're on.
So imagine if it was in 3D.
Sometimes they jump off like a cliff, dude, and you hold your breath like you're getting scared of like heights.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man. And like it just looks real. Everything looks real because they have that stop motion thing on their face, so it's like their emotions come alive, their characteristics. But it's crazy, dude. It's probably by far like special effects the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
Special effects, yes.
Special effects wise, yeah.
Hands down the most beautiful, craziest thing I've ever seen, like a movie, dude. That's why it took so long for them to make it. Like the last movie, like put a staple in like special effects. It was like a next step up for what special effects could be when it first came out.
And now they're doing it again. Or not,
when that movie first came out, what 8 years ago? Actually, longer than that, I think.
Even. Yeah, I think it was longer than that.
Yeah. Like the 3D, like I remember everybody went to go see it because it was like crazy. This one is like taking another step, like another plateau as far as special effects go. It's fucking crazy. And the movie is good because I like cried multiple times.
2009, the
like,
first one
shed came out. Cried multiple times. Yeah, shed a tear multiple times.
2009, the first one came out.
Yeah, so.
But didn't the first one have better reviews than this one, like significantly?
I don't think so, no.
Well, I got the first one up. 7.9 IMDb, 82% Rotten Tomatoes.
That was the first one? All right. The second one was 7.9 and 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
77% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, IMDb, 7.9. Metacritic, 67%. Google users gave it a good percentage, but yeah, about the same.
I didn't like the first one.
I didn't like the first one. Yeah, I'm
just saying. We had a big argument.
If you do see it, like, I get it. You're like, oh, I'll wait till it's at home. I don't think it's a movie. Like, it's just not going to pack a punch as well as it does in the movie theater. It was fucking awesome. It was cool. I actually want to go see it again.
It's long. That's the reason.
It's 3 hours and 20 minutes.
That's a long time.
You don't feel like it is at all the whole time.
To me, I probably would be, as I didn't like the first one. So,
yeah, I don't know.
For someone like you that liked it, I could see.
It's a movie you could watch and not watch the first one and just watch the second one.
If the movie's rated 70%, I would be one of the 30% that wouldn't like it. I just already know that. You know, I like some people, that stuff just isn't for them. And I wasn't into the first one. I'm not big into like, even like DC movies and fucking like, I don't know, just not for me most of the time. But I can understand why people love that shit. I could.
I gotta go see it now.
I'm telling you.
You sold me on it. When you said it was breathtaking.
Just so if what I'm saying can
you
be
You
want to
see if it takes my
I
breath away.
I want you to see it, yeah. Yeah, I want you to see it and to, like, be enthralled.
I'm going to send you a Snapchat and be like,
go by yourself and see it in the movies and tell me you didn't check
it. I'm going to go see it in 3D if I do.
Well, this is going to go one or two ways.
Yeah, it could go either way, and I'm okay with it. Like I think that this fucking movie was like crazy. Not just the movie, even taking that aside, the special effects are like, it was like when I seen Terminator 2 for the first time. This is James fucking Cameron we're talking about. When I seen Terminator 2, it blew my fucking gourd. And I was just a little kid. My dad took me to see it in the movie.
I saw that more times than there. I was a kid. Yeah.
Terminator 2 came out in 1992. I was fucking 5 years old.
You should have been there.
Yeah. Huh?
You should have been there.
I shouldn't have been there, though.
Yeah, you should have.
But, like, back then in the 80s, it was a totally different time. It was.
Oh, well, it was. Like, I grew up watching spaghetti westerns with my father and shit at, like, fucking five.
I just remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, ripped off his hand in T2.
Oh, that was
like,
the scary. That part was so scary. He's like this. He's like, oh.
Jesse, that show Kaleidoscope, I banged that out.
I haven't watched it yet.
It was kind of like a choose your own way on Netflix. Yeah. It's really worth checking out. It was great acting in it. I forget the guy's name, but he played Gus Fring in Breaking Bad. And he's been in a bunch of different stuff. He was in Better Call Saul, obviously playing the same thing. But he was amazing. Yeah. The whole cast is awesome. It's kind of like, what did I write down? Ocean's 11 meets like Gone in 60 Seconds.
It was good, though.
It was good. Yeah, it was definitely good. It wasn't like the best thing I've ever watched in my life, but it was really good. One of the best things I have watched on TV so far, well, this year just started, but in the past couple of years, and it's only one episode, is The Last of Us started this past Sunday on HBO Max based off the video game, which is kind of like a zombie, like, infection type thing. But, dude, this fucking show was crazy, the first episode. Not gory, but it was just, like, really kind of freaky a little bit.
Which one? What was that? Sorry.
It's called The Last of Us. It's a video
game. Oh, yeah.
So
I played
the
game.
Show came out Sunday, the first episode, which has Pedro Pascal in it that plays the Mandalorian. Which is crazy. He's, like, killing it. This show's coming out, and as soon as this one is over,
wasn't he in something else? Game of Thrones or something?
Yeah, he was in Game of Thrones also, yeah. And Narcos, too, the first two seasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he has this coming out, and then right when this is done, March 1st, Mandalorian Season 3 comes out.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah. So I totally just forgot what I was totally talking about. Oh, The Last of Us. Yeah, dude, it's an infection story, like post-apocalyptic. It starts off with, like, where the infection breaks out, and then
I played the game. You know, the game's good.
Oh, you played the game. All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's supposedly, like, the best, like, story in a video game, like people say.
Yeah. It's allegedly one of the best games of all time.
Yeah, yeah. As far as, like, the story goes, I think an emotion, like, you know. So, I'm excited. The production in it, it looked like a video game at parts of it, but, like, with real, like, in real life. So, that's really cool that it gave you, like, that feeling, like, you were sitting in the car with them when some shit was, like, blowing up and stuff. It was pretty crazy.
What's that other zombie one coming out or whatever? Evil Dead or whatever it was?
Yeah, Evil Dead Rise.
That looks fucked up.
Yeah, which is, I mean, if you're a fan of the Evil Dead movies, they've always been kind of, like...
Fucked up.
Yeah, but they were always, like, kind of, like, hokey. This one looks, like, actually, like, kind of, like, really...
For real.
Fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, almost on the same level as, like, Hellraiser when we watched it.
Oh, yeah, that one's fucked up, too.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, it was pretty cool preview, right? The pressure cooker.
Oh, the pressure cooker, good one.
Yeah, had your boy on there.
Brian
Nadeau.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, representing for Rhode Island. He did what he could on there. The show was cool. I like the premise of the show.
I like how it was like Big Brother. That was my favorite part.
Yeah,
People lying and shit.
It just wasn't about the cooking. It was definitely about like the making of the... And it was kind of funny seeing like people like... Being like little snake as a
boss. I loved it.
But because of the show was like that, one of the dudes who made it like fathering the competition, the dude Mike, I didn't like on the first episode. And then I like him at the end.
He grew on me. Yeah. I actually really liked him. Yeah. He was, out of everybody in the show, he was the only real one.
Yeah.
He was the only one not being a snake.
He was like a dick from the start, but he was like, you've seen why he was a dick.
But he was, out of everybody, he was the only one that wasn't being sneaky about anything. Everything he said, he told the truth.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. I think that's an easy watch. That's like a... Like
I think that'll
two-dayer.
They'll make more. Yeah, I think I did in three.
Yeah, they should make more.
They're going to make more of that.
It probably cost them nothing. I think they filmed it over probably a few days because I don't think any of those
Brian
left
said he
town.
Was there in, I'll tell you, I think he said
two
he was
weeks.
There.
It was over 2 weeks, I think.
I think he said 5 weeks. I talked to him. I asked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me see. He said, I went to LA for 5 weeks to film.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did he get paid for the whole thing?
I didn't ask.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, I'm not that I didn't think so. I was saying I didn't think you would ask.
They
probably question you would ask.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey, man, you get big.
I'm sure people did though. I'm sure people have.
Yeah, I'm sure you
got
money.
They got to fly you out for that. One of my boys that went to Rob Roy, he was on Ricky Lake or some shit back in the day. They paid him for that.
Really?
Yeah.
On Ricky Lake?
It was one of the. It was that or Jenny Jones. One of them. I remember he had it on VHS tape, and he loved showing it off.
Kristen was on Jerry Springer.
She was on it?
No, like in the crowd, she like...
Oh, no, my boy, was on it. This dude, he was...
My wife! My beautiful wife was on Jerry Springer! That's my babe! Her name up in lights! Yeah. The cooking shows just get me. Like, that one just, like, gets you going.
It's
like, going
to be a good one, though, because some of them are ass on Netflix.
I mean, the Hell's Kitchen, though, is good.
Hell's Kitchen's good right now. Are you up to date?
Just came back. Marino's back.
Yeah, he is back. Wow.
Oh, dude. Whoa, he was on vacation.
Oh, was it?
The other guy was in there. I don't know his name.
But I don't know.
Marino was out with his family. They open the doors.
They tried saying, they were like, oh, yeah, it's his family's recipe. It was the frozen pizza.
Yeah, finally AB's out.
Oh, thank God. I can't stand him.
Yeah. Who do you like? Alejandro?
I like him, and I like, the hell's the other guy's name? The older guy, the tall guy.
Yeah, yeah, what's the regular white dude.
What's his name?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Oh, my God. I was talking about it today.
I kind of like the girl Summer kind of is growing on me and Daphne. Summer's the black chick. She's like, she's very like boisterous in the kitchen and shit. She actually ends up being like pretty nasty. The other girl, Tara's fucking a crybaby.
Yeah. With the old lady?
Yeah.
The old, oh, I hate
nobody
her.
Likes me.
Yeah, I don't like her.
She sucks. But Gordon Ramsay, Next Level Chef, comes out.
Alex. His name's Alex.
Yeah, Alex. Alex. Yeah. Next Level Chef, which I like. You know, the three floor.
Oh,
thing.
That's coming back.
That starts after the Super Bowl's first episode.
Oh, really? I can't. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, February 4th or whatever.
I'm going to be on that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You have to, like, run and put the shit on the
You like, could be. You could be in, like, a really fancy kitchen or the shit
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the shit. Like,
which I'm sure they're going to change the way a whole thing looks, too. I would imagine.
Shit on top.
Yeah. Oh.
It always trickles down. What do you got over there, you little fat ass?
You little fat ass.
We're going to leave that in the pot.
Yeah.
Dude, but definitely highly recommend going to see the old Avatar 2.
I know you really.
We got to have the second part of that. You got to go see. I'll go with you.
All right, I'll go.
I don't know if we're going to be able
to. You want to go see 80 for Brady?
I'm not going to see 80 for Brady.
Yes, you are.
Dude, that's horrible. I did watch the show with the two chicks on it, Grace and Frankie, on Netflix. It's really funny.
I've never seen
I'm not going to see 80 for Brady. Dude, that looks like it might be the worst movie of all time.
Have you seen the preview for it?
80 for Brady.
You haven't seen the preview?
I don't think so.
Put it on.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Who's in it?
Tom Brady.
No.
No. It's about these old ladies going to see Tom Brady.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Are you serious?
Like,
oh, my God. You're in for a treat.
Gronk's
right now.
In it.
Yo.
Am I in for an actual treat or is
no,
it?
No, it's horrible.
Wait till you see this.
Strap in, brother.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, this is funny.
Whose fucking idea was this?
It's horrible. Might be one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I didn't see the movie. It's only the preview.
The trailer.
Right. Take your headphones
fucking
off. Take your headphones off so you can hear it.
Fan fiction. Very sexy fan fiction.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring
lives?
Let's go to the Super Bowl. I can't believe
true story.
So you don't have any tickets? How much before?
10,000. 10,000? I have a 20.
Some stories are just better not being told, you know?
If you wear it like this, it's a strap on.
Wow. There's
so much better. Oh, God.
This is a spice in
disguise.
I know her! You back up. Who you want
me
to call? An ambulance? Ow! If you did this to give us
something to remember, I'm crying. Honey, it didn't work.
These are my dancers! Well, dance moves you make is no. The twist. The jerk.
Oh,
my
God.
All the act is
just
so bad.
Thank you. Isn't that what comes with this? That we face the unknown together?
Oh my God.
Like all great actresses just like ruining their career.
It's just so cringeworthy.
It's
okay, well they're high dosage. High dosage? They explode. Oh, excuse me, I'm looking for someone.
Alright, that's kinda funny. But no, that looks terrible though. Like really bad. The whole
thing. I'm gonna see it.
Fucking,
I'm gonna watch it.
It's pretty cringy.
You're not gonna
it
watch
is.
That. It's gonna be on Peacock.
That's
so.
Gonna be. Yeah. That's gonna be tough.
It's
to
gonna
watch.
Be so bad.
Oh, that's a rough.
Imagine
one.
It blows up. It's actually
it
hilarious.
Some, like,
imagine it's
right?
Imagine it's hilarious.
Probably cost them $3 million.
But it's great actresses. But the acting was so bad.
I know it's like Academy Award winner.
Like 90, dude.
Yeah, they better have won an award by then.
I know.
Don't matter.
Actually,
fucking,
Helen Mirren's like killing
you
it.
You fucking put Christopher Walken, fucking Jack Nicholson, fucking De Niro. Like obviously, De Niro's had some bad movies in recent years, but
yeah.
he's still a great actor.
80 for Brady.
Yeah, that looked really bad.
I have a, like, just kind of like a little lineup of like a bunch of shit that's coming out soon because it's mad shit. So I'm just gonna like
rattle it off yeah. And we'll get some music.
Sign off tomorrow. that 90s show comes definitely off tomorrow on that. Netflix. So I definitely want to check that out. I'm looking forward to that. Even though I think it looks like the Fuller House to Full House. It looks like,
yeah, that's corny. Exactly what it is.
But I'll still watch it. Like, sometimes that's good.
I think it'll be good. As long as Red still says he's gonna put a foot in an ass, I'm into it.
Jeremy Renner got ran over by his own plow.
Is he alive?
Yeah. He just actually went home, but like he made it. Like, had some serious injuries.
I know.
But, his second season of Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus, banger show. It's like awesome. Really good. I watched the first season, and I've started the second season. Next Level Chef, we already said. You People with Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that looks like it's going to be good.
We watched the preview for that. That comes out January 27th. Mandalorian, March 3rd, comes out on Disney Plus. Ant-Man and the Wasp, we watched the preview for that.
Yeah, that looks good.
That's kind of like going into the next realm of the Marvel thing, which I'm excited for because the last one sucked, I felt like. All of them. I didn't like Doctor Strange. I did. You did? I didn't like love that movie, but I didn't like a lot of the movies in the last, like...
You didn't like the last Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I didn't like love it.
The horror movie one?
Yeah, the Doctor Strange.
Oh, I liked it. I really liked that.
I didn't really like the Thor movie that much. I didn't see Wakanda Forever yet. It comes out on Disney Plus February 1st.
I'll watch that when it comes out.
Evil Dead Rise that we talked about comes out April 21st. Creed 3 on March 3rd. And, dude, Murder Mystery 2, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Okay, I'm in March for that.
Yeah, March 31st on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good birthday. I got Mandalorian on my birthday.
I'm going to be old 36 this year. New job.
I'll be 34.
Starting the new job. Wine. If you need any wine, hit me up.
If you need any Mullen, hit up Donnie.
Yeah, Mullen. Let's get into some music.
The plug.
The Mullen plug.
The plug.
His license plate's Mullen.
All right, let's get right into it. Ice Spice, OT the Real.
This song's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
Made parole the day after Thanksgiving. Hit the halfway house, then it was straight business. Homie said, what's your life like? I got Tookie and Crystal, Ice Spice.
Oh my God.
You thought I was serving you? Yeah. You thought I was serving you? Tookie and Crystal, Ice Spice. Yo. The glass was 1,700 an ounce. Now it's 2,000 for a pound. Damn. The numbers going down. The streets are getting flooded. The robberies is happening. Christmas is coming. Homie say he Muslim, but his BM and his kids ain't. He out here trying to get paid. Smithing by his rib cage. That's how we provide in the city of homicide. I front my whole hood of his beef. They gonna ride. If I give my bros 2 G's, they gonna die. The state try subpoena OT. I'm gonna lie. My bro just got 5. Said chill. It's gonna fly. But Ab got more time than Meech. I wonder why. Picture me rolling in the hype. Fully loaded for the night. My player ripping shirt like Hulk Hogan before he fight. My PO don't really know me. I lay low until I'm right. Damn, they must have found my Instagram. They showed up late at night. But I had 3 different addresses. And my old head let them in and said I'll get them the message. With them people, you can't trust it, but you never can stress it. Cause if they coulda, they woulda, and you still out here getting it. Fuck them. Made parole the day after Thanksgiving. Hit the halfway house, then it was straight business. Homie said, what's your life like? What's your life like? I got Tookie and Crystal. Ice Spice. Ice Spice. You thought I was serving you? Yeah.
Hashtag Ice Spice.
You thought I was serving you?
Yeah, Crystal.
Ice Spice. He's scary.
Wicked.
You said
that beat's sick though.
You said earlier, you go, yeah, you look like him. I'm like, yeah, what?
You look like him.
I don't look like him.
Yeah. Ice Spice.
I don't want to look like him.
Hashtag Ice Spice, hashtag OT, hashtag
Jesse the Barber. All right.
Ice Spice.
This is Mean Mo and Joel Ortiz, Lot of Flow. I never even heard of Mean Mo. Ice Spice.
Uh,
running your mouth, talking about how you the best out. Like I went south, like I ain't standing here with my chest out, poking my bubble vest out. Know how many years rappers been stressed out, trying to write the kind of rhymes that I left out of a song. You rap cowards are more in the day the hour is gone. While I'm alive, y'all won't give me my flowers, cause I'm a thorn in your side. But that's alright, I'ma keep poking. The beast woke in the middle of the night, sheets soaking with teeth broken. That's cause I took a bite out my dreams, hoping it never stops. I only see L's at 3 o'clock when I peek at my watch. Laugh at these lists that I ain't on, I should be at the top. And that's as clear as air, so I'm there if you see me or not. I remember not having gas inside the hoop, so I matted the coupe and the pickup got a panoramic roof. The chain dangles, a angle looking like a kaleidoscope shining. So the finest hoes is eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Joel got a lot of flow. Angels got my back, saying get behind
sound
me.
Like
my
Bun B.
Overreact, cause I be spitting that. Ain't nothing fucking with that, but what they pumping is whack. They must be puffing that crack. Me, mo, got a lot of flow. Oh. Angels got my back, saying get behind me. My demons overreact. Spit that, ain't none fucking me with that. But what they pumping is whack, they must be puffing that crack. Yo, this tune for dudes that get it confused and think skills got something to do with views. Before we get into that, let me thank the creator. Gave me the will to kill, will to pen and the paper. Praise him. Now back to the fools, not know what they do. Claiming shit real when in fact it's really do-do. Fate giving me that, I'm destined to make it. Gave chills that ill make COVID seem basic. I'm not hating, I just hate the fake shit. I don't fear Satan, I'm aware of the snake shit. This art sacred, thus my dark placement. Touch your heart spaces, leave the fraud shaking. It's our lost greatness, allow me to create this revelation. To end the days, underground quaking. Profound statements over loud basses, smoke loud strains. Say exotic things, they just run their mouth. Joel got a lot of flow, angels got my back. Saying getting behind me, my demons overreact. Cause I be spitting that, ain't nothing fucking with that. But what they pumping is whack, they must be puffing that crack. Me and Mo got a lot of flow, angels got my back.
Me and Mo, I kind of like them.
Me and Mo. Me and Mug and me and Mo.
Here we go. RZA, French Montana, DJ Drama. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I did, actually.
And Benny the Butcher. It's just called RZA.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I pledge allegiance to the special boys.
Oh, boy, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, man. I pledge allegiance to the boys.
Oh, man.
Smoke them like a loose money thing like Karuchi. Serving the raw sushi, get it off the gram like Boosie. Stick it in your average, break up in the attic. Select it with the static, no Visky with the Maverick. Ops need not lie, Shadizzy in the high rise. Self-made, no ally, wave guard, we top five. Sticky in the drop, Millie with the chop. $1 million game, feel like Gilly with the pop. Rory 400 horse, drip like a Brook Foster. Black
yo,
spider
sometimes
boss.
I really like French Montana.
Do a lot on cross. I need miles and dollars.
Keep sometimes I like it flower.
Jack and Styles, Tiggin, Omi, YKO, South. But I be, but I be. I follow OGs, not the IG.
Not the IG.
Fresh up out the lobby, hey, the lobby. Hey, I follow OGs, not the IG.
Not the IG. Oh,
still throw parties when the op down. Got a bad, bad from the south side. South side.
Oh,
Montana smoking on your rush more.
But you're coming
on.
Boys knocking at your front door.
Yeah.
Front door.
Wonder how I got this hot and I'm still hungry. Cause that few million gonna touch, ain't no real money. I was spending stacks on clothes, figure I attract front row at fashion shows. Never was my fashion goal. S550 coupe, pitch black, tint black, my black. Face on the rolly, even this black. Big gun, we don't need no mishaps. Corner boy, you talking old money for when I spent that. Racks on a jet, I'm landing somewhere in Vegas. Just to curb my enthusiasm like Larry David. I'm 10 times better, but I'm not near as famous. Cause paparazzi don't take pictures at where I'm hanging. And if she broke, I can't stand it. I won a couple championships now, I'm in the more fancy. I'm hands on when I'm stamping bricks. I really flew southwest, my plug got a mansion with a landing strip. They hit it and start to think, is it really me? That me and Reg serve the whole city in that infinity? Get with us and tell me if I give off the energy. Ex-drug dealer, rapper, I'm the epitome, it's Butch.
But I be, but I be. I follow OGs, not the IG.
Not the IG.
Fresh up out the lobby, the lobby. I follow OGs, not the IG.
Kind of a banger.
French Montana, man.
That's kind of a banger right there.
That's like, what is it, Coke Boys 6, I think? But like, dude, I've been listening to French Montana since I was in high school.
Coke Boy 6 is coming up in a little bit. This is a little slower. Evil Ebenezer, Distant Memory. Yeah, I don't even know how this sounds. I was just looking for new shit. Yeah. And I know he does a lot of shit with Mercury, so he's like, I'm like, he's got to be high. Yeah.
I'll admit it, I've grown distant. I'm just different, don't ask me why. Something's missing, I'm just thinking. I got big shit on my mind. Hope one day this pressure's lifted. I got so much weight on my spine. All my life I pushed my limits, trying to get somewhere I can't find. Cold beer in the console, smoke in my hand. Drinking all night, I'm emotional, man. I said my piece so you know where I stand. I wonder how long till I'm broke again. It's dark and cold, this heart of mine. I roam these shadows most of the time. Keep on dreaming, keep hope alive, and just be myself with no
never
disguise.
Never thought I mattered much. Never felt I had enough. Now I think I'm out of luck. I got drunk and crashed the truck. You plus me is hazardous. Maybe I'm just bad at luck. Maybe I'm just bad. I'll admit it, I've grown distant. I'm just different, don't ask me why. Something's missing, I'm just thinking. I got big shit on my mind. Hope one day this pressure's lifted. I got so much weight on my spine. All my life I pushed my limits, trying to get somewhere I can't find.
Look what I done now, look where I am. Broke all my promises, broke all my plans. Buried all my feelings down in the sand. Watched all my dreams slip right through my hands. Not much left up in my tank, but I know I'll get there anyway. Yeah, I know I got things to change up. Maybe one day I'll be brave enough. Picking up dust on this dead end road. Really having trouble trying to let things go. Spilled a lot of blood and I broke some bones. Looking up the river at a broken home, yeah. It's been a long night. I'm on the wrong side. Now it's too late. And I'm too high. I'll admit it, I've grown distant. I'm just different, don't ask me why. Something's missing, I'm just thinking.
Don't ask me.
That song's a banger.
Yeah, it was a banger. A little depression.
Yeah, a little depression, but I like a little depression sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me why.
All right, so here you go. This is Coke Boy 6 off of that. Max B, indeed. Max B, when's he get out?
No, it's Lemonade. The song's called Lemonade.
Yeah, but it's off of Coke Boy 6.
That, so was that last song you played?
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He's getting out 2025.
Oh, is he now 2025?
100%. I don't even know how to play. Bigger belly, this one, they have like a video of him in jail and shit. Like,
no!
I swear to God. Like, this verse is from jail. We're gonna just do it like this. DJ Drama! Big bank, take little bank. I take a nigga bitch, soon as a nigga blank. But he don't even gotta turn his head instead. We getting bread, we want it by the fix. EMG like action. Wonderful conspiracy, murder and not taxes. Melly in the caption, Sally in the maxes. Sally Rich Carlton, rest in peace to my brother, grandpa, not the bar. Hey, Pop Smoke, why he had to go? Pictures on Instagram, they're messing a lot of dough. Gotta be weird on who you let in the crib.
How he know what Instagram is? Anybody killer, got these niggas that be fucking. Many body feelers, see you skip with the nigga cuffing anybody hitter. See, I made a put on the clothes, anybody get her. Yeah, I get the letter, and they get the pick. In the day, with my stacks, telling all my niggas in the hood, I'm coming back. Telling all my niggas in the hood, yeah, just relax. I got this, I put the hood on my back. I let the ship on the keys, my last job. I tell her to hit, baby, I'm just trying to get by. Ain't no way to go without, yeah. Everywhere they go, they know what's up, say the name.
Hell of a year for DJ Drama.
He's killing
he's been
it.
On everything.
Yeah, he, good.
Everything.
Good for him.
He's definitely getting out soon, I tell you.
I'm going to look it up look right it now. Up, I got. Up. I need to know. I need to know.
He's getting out. I'll tell you what, he's getting out soon. How about in the rap still? He's like, he goes, we get arrested for conspiracy to murder, not taxes. Like, dude, why are you saying that?
This year.
This year, it says?
That's what it says. According to French Montana.
Oh, yeah, he just had an interview that said that?
That's what it says.
2023.
what it says. Look,
could be by the next episode. Who knows? Oh, that'd be a hell of a gift.
On Monday, January 9th, he said it.
No, he got. Oh, I thought you said he's getting out.
No. He'd be out.
No.
Let's see. Yeah, accompanied by Max B's video.
Yeah. He was like,
that doesn't have a date. It just says.
Yeah, because they don't know a date. It keeps getting pushed back.
It's Max Bigavel French. What's good, Mike? Blank N word. I'm coming, baby. I'm on the ass. That's what he says.
He's putting the whole hood on his back. He said it in the song. Hey, I don't care. Every time he drops the song, I still like it.
I still like him.
I think we listened to him in the first episode. We might listen to him in the 100th episode.
Yeah, we every 10 episodes or so.
Every time. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of CDJ. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
I was just trying to make some and money. I'm Jesse.
Hope to hear you out 100 more.
Yeah. Oh, 3 more years. This is Chris Webby featuring Bun B and Paul Wall. Bag.
Chin Don.
Three of my favorites. Chin Don. Hey, put it. We put it on those. When I was looking at our like reviewed, it said that we put out more get up in my audio time now. Than like 85% of other people.
I gotta do really? It. Watch
yeah.
me prove it.
Something like, something like that. That's right. Yeah, nobody listens, but we do it.
While I'm whipping with some thick women trying to get up in my bag now. More problems at your side, this shit'll go. Bringing in the bag now. Yeah, paper, plastic, or reusable. One thing is indisputable. We bringing in the bag now. Used to be broke as a joke that nobody would laugh at. Trying to make me a dollar out of diamond. To be honest with you, I ain't even have half that. So I just had to dig in. Riding dirty like Pigpen for the cash stacks. Apply pressure, man. Now them days I was lesser than exist only as flashbacks. When I first got some bread, that shit went to my head because I was new to it. Bought the clothes, the diamonds and golds, and fuck with some hoes. Before long, I blew through it. But I'm older now. I think bigger and bolder now. So no matter how you do it, we gon' always stay true to it. Stay in Texas as fuck while banging my screw to it. I've been rocking with Chris for like 10 years, so it's sincere when we link up. You had Paul Wall and it's on, y'all. We gon' smoke big, rap, and drink up. When we on one, then it's on, son. Ain't no telling this shit we gon' think up. But when all is done, Chris and Paul and Bun equals Brinks truck. Let me get up in my bag now. Yeah, I gotta do it. Watch me prove it. Chopping, screw it. When I get up in my bag now. Yeah. Rim spinning while I'm whipping with some thick women trying to get up in my bag now. Yeah. More problems at your side of shit.
Talking about that big bag.
Bringing in the bag now.
B-dub. Yeah. S-A-dub.
Plastic
you know
reusable. One thing is indisputable.
Wow, baby.
In the bag now.
What it do? Big bags, I got a few. Grind hard and you can get it too. All you need is some work to do. Late nights grinding with the crew. No sleep, just an hour or two. Cash flow steady coming through. Make money, stay true. Hard work ain't nothing new. Just gonna do it, stop talking about it. Teamwork means everybody. And we cashing checks, sign on the dotted. Punching clocks, that's how I got it. Choose to punch, I'm known to rock it. Bills falling out my pocket on the cabin cruiser. I'm about to dock it. Try hard, but they can't stop it. It's the Lord's work when I'm in my bag. Getting cash since a young lad. Just get it done, no lollygag. Slab tag when the trunk wag. I push the button, make the bumper drag. Push the commas, make the numbers add. We ironclad.
Let me get up in my bag now. Yeah, I gotta do it. Watch me prove it. Chopping, screw it. When I get up in my bag now. Yeah, rim spinning while I'm whipping with some thick women trying to get up in my bag now. Yeah, more problems at your side. This shit'll go, bringing in the bag now. Yeah, paper, plastic, or reusable. One thing is indisputable. We bringing in the bag now.
Yeah, money make the world go round. Dollars, pesos, euros, pounds. Pulling up, they heard the sound. H-Town to Connecticut. Big bag and we spending it. Even when that recession hit, we the ones who helped to correct this shit. My scholarship was financial aid. Now I'm making this handsome pay. That come with a couple new accolades. Like credit great and taxes paid. And
and still I keep my totals up. Independent mogul, duh. Music going global, what? Yeah, they see I'm blowing up. White boy got game. Take a shot, bang, like I'm John Wayne. High octane, ride blades like a prop plane. Fuck around and put a little ice on a blockchain. Yeah, I got gains like a motherfucker body bill. Italiano when I'm making John Gotti bills. Living proof, there's a way if you got a will. So much independent money, I don't even want a deal.
Let me get up in my bag now. Yeah, I gotta do it, watch me prove it. Choppin', 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 screw it. When I get up in my bag now. Yeah.